A new exhibit for the new year at Ringel Gallery. Joining me is Liz Erlewine. Welcome.
Hi, John. Glad to be back.
This is really interesting because I love this thread. I think about this in music a lot, about how a composer today might relate to Beethoven or Bach. And I think that these artists are looking back to the past. And I'm fascinated that that's sort of the link that you've put these two together. Tell us a little bit about how this came together.
Sure. This exhibition was actually put together by our former gallery director, Craig Martin. We had received proposals from both of these artists about their work, and we saw the connections between their work visually and conceptually. And so he brought these two artists together as a two-person show.
And I think it's interesting, different media, but it very intricate. And I like Jackie has this wonderful art that just really pops out. It's interesting whether it's tiles or whatnot, but the inspiration is just gorgeous.
Yeah, they're both really beautiful series of works that we're going to have on display there. So Jackie Head works in ceramics. She makes wall tiles and she hangs them in different arrangements and assortments, often creating site-specific installations. So she's creating a piece specifically for our gallery. But she's inspired by mosaics and tiling and kind of references past patterns to create something completely new.
And Samantha, who is in New York and Italy, has these intricate, beautiful designs that are in all sorts of media, whether it's metal or paper or whatnot. It's just fascinating to see.
Yeah, I'm very excited to share Samantha's work with the public. We have several different kinds of works that she's doing. So we will have a piece that's actually a cut Tyvek. So it's like a cut paper piece. And we have a couple of cut steel pieces. And she also has some sculptures that are made out of wood and work on paper. So we're seeing all sorts of materials with Samantha's work.
And as always, I'm talking to Liz Erlewine about Tessellated, that is coming to the Ringel Gallery. The opening is Thursday, the 11th at 5:30. And of course, they're open throughout the week and we're excited with the new year. But I love that these, one is very specific. There's a very intimate space here at Ringel. So to be able to see these very sort of intricate works up close has got to be a lot of fun to set up.
Oh, absolutely. And the way that the visitor gets to engage with the work in that intimate space. And we hope that our visitors will come out for that reception because both of the artists will be present and will share comments about their work in that space.
Is that important to be able to have the artist here, not only engaging with students, but with members of the community?
Absolutely. It's such a unique opportunity for our campus and community members to have the opportunity to engage with artists who are working around the U.S. and sometimes around the world. So you can ask them questions about their work. You can hear little bits and pieces about how these pieces came into being, things that you maybe don't always get to perceive just by looking at the work itself.
It's Tessellated, and it starts this Thursday at Ringel Gallery. You can find out more on our website, WBAA.org. And I know you guys have already wonderful Facebook things that are going on. People can tag themselves or maybe set it up on Instagram or tweet about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Connect with us by Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll be there.
All right. Well, Liz, we know it's a busy time of year, already 2018, and you guys have another exhibit. Will you come back and tell us a little bit about what's coming up at the Fountain Gallery?
Of course. Thanks, John.